definitely watching Vesuvius because of everything that's been going on around, because of what's happening with the Ring of Fire. They are getting the activities, and it's there. And you have to also remember, when you do Mount Etna, it's the temperature's in the freezing. So when you leave to go on the tour, you're going to be cold when you get up there, because you're down below and you're climbing. So and the other thing is to watch is altitude sickness.
That's like that's the one, the same thing in Maui. Same situation. When you go up to the top, you're going to freeze.
and Hawaii right now, that's all closed still. So, but like Palermo doesn't have 5-star hotels. You have to go to the different Sotomino, which is on the other end of the island, which is towards the boot, which is where I told you Lipari islands are.
Right.
But it's full of great architecture. So if anybody's into that, it's crumbling, but it's 18th century palaces. You know, and you got the perfect mix of food. And it's a regional cuisine, so there's eggplant, you know, and spaghetti with sardines. You know, so you got to kind of like, it's all seacoast towns, you know, that you travel through.
Sure.
And that's the best way. If you're an adventurous person and you're willing to drive, that's the way to discover Sicily.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get stuck there. Don't forget, they got Greek and Roman ruins like Syracuse, and they got 4th century mosaics at the Villa Romana, Romano del Castile in Etna. Etna is another little town, Argento. That's the Greek ruins, rival those of Athens. You don't have to go to Greece. You can see them all in Sicily. Seriously.
You know,
if you wanted to go there, that would be to go. Oh, Ragusa is a UNESCO World Heritage Site for Baroque architecture. People who are hikers go to Mount Etna. You know, it's got an ancient clifftop town. It's got a Greek theater. They put a live show on in the town up there on top of Mount Etna. So they have a lot of destinations. It's a little warmer because it's down and, you know, it stays warmer. So you can go in September and October and visit and be comfortable. And the crowds aren't there. So you can go April and May before June 15th. And after September 15th, you got less people to deal with, you know. So you got to kind of plan it. And I would never take it, try to do Rome in a week or any of the towns in a week. It's just not possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Sistine Chapel now, everybody has to go. I would always do a private tour for that and the Vatican. And it's worth the money to spend that so you're not with the crowd. You know, you really get to know the history of that area, you know. And then you got Trastevere. It's a district of narrow cobblestone streets south of Vatican City. It's on the opposite side of the Tiber River, and it has very famous landmarks that nobody knows about, you know. You can go to the original Olympic ruins. There's a new stadium where they always play the soccer game.
Right.
But outside of the town, there is an Olympic stadium that we have gone to. And you think you're in Greece. It's really very unique situation, you know. We went there. It's like, it's just something, you know. And then you can go up north. Now, Trieste is a town outside of Venice. It's also where you land with the airport and you take the train to travel throughout Italy. And then you, as you head up, you go where, I don't know, my family knows it's Bergamo and Brescia. And you have the Ferrari company has the museum up there that you could go through and see about, check out all the Ferrari cars.
Oh, my. Wow.
If you're into that, you know, they allow you to do the tour.
Cool.
I'm not quite sure if they allow you to drive them on a race course like you can do here up in Nazareth if you want to learn how to drive the race cars.
Right. That'll be cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then you have the, and outside of Venice, you also have the island of Borriano, and it's got the lace shop, the painted home, seafood restaurant, and also the island where you could go and go to the Murano glass factory, and you do that. I don't know if anybody has ever done that tour when you get to Venice. Go see those islands. They're really different and unique. You can get a And then you got, and then you want Trevi Fountain and the Piazza San Marco, because it's never free of crowds. It's always packed when it's packed during the high season. You know,
right?
So you gotta kind of bear it out. But like Verona, that's the fictional home of Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
And Bologna is also the oldest university is located there for Italy. So, but the Ferrari factory is near Bologna, and you can have a private visit. They can drive around in the Ferrari, but you know, they're saying you got to make these arrangements. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't just go in there and do that. So yeah, off the beaten path destinations are great. My family also is from the region of Lucca, which is a Providence, and Monte Catina. It's a walled medieval city in the Lucca region. And when you drive through the mountains, you will see the pillboxes left over from the war.
Wow.
They're all there. I mean, even when you're driving, if you take the train from Pisa down to Rome, you will see that in the landscape and where the different monasteries where the Germans held up and stayed and basically held the town's ransom. Wow. And you'll see the military situations in the pillboxes and stuff. They didn't take anything away. They've left it all there for you to see. Mm-hmm. Just like when you go to France and you go over to Normandy. That's another fantastic trip.
Yep.
We had a great trip going over there to see that and staying in Bayeux and Caen. And we went to Mount St. Michel. That monastery is over 4,000 years old that the monks have been building, you know. Yeah, so Italy is trying to get its people more educated to come on board. What each region has got, completely different idea. They're offering you food tours. They're offering you to go to the vineyards to do the cooking or do the wine, learn, you know, discover what it's all about, you know, local history, culture, festivals, the nightlife, the sports, wellness. Oh, my God, yeah. That was nothing new in my family, that the family would say, yeah, we're going to the spa on the mountain for 3 or 4 weeks. and my uncles, aunts and uncles, my mom's aunts and uncles all lived to be in their 90s, you know, because they've done this their whole life. They go away for 3 or 4 weeks into the spa. I mean, I have an uncle who used to travel over to Hungary, and they did the same thing. They did the spa out in Hungary. They're into that big.
Yep.
But because they have the volcano activity, they have natural hot springs in the spa. So you got to, that's another thing that somebody can try when they're over there. But Rome, Milan, Naples, Palermo, Venice, all beyond, they all have something different, unique.
Yep.
And, yeah, and so I always try to do something outside the norm because I've been there, you know, I love it.
Wow, it sounds like there's a lot there. We're going to have to cover more of this in the future, Diane. So
yeah, I mean, like you really, like I said, if you can't get to Greece, you can definitely go to Sicily and see the Greek ruins and the Roman ruins because there's so much history there.
Sure.
Besides the war, you know, I mean, think about it. The Germans held on to Sicily until Patton got there and chased them out of there.
Right. Okay.
You know, so there's so many history, centuries of different things. There, like, we're a small young country compared to Europe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good. To Greece, you can definitely go to Sicily and see the Greek ruins and the Roman ruins because there's so much history there.
Sure.
Besides the war, you know, I mean, think about it. The Germans held on to Sicily until Patton got there and chased them out of there.
Right. Okay.
You know, so there's so many history, centuries of different things. There. Like, we're a small, young country compared to Europe.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good.
We have, you know, it's getting there. But you also have, you know, different UNESCO sites besides nobody's into the history of that. You can travel from site to site. Oh, biking. Oh, my God, they have fantastic bike tours. Anybody into doing that, you know? Up in the, yeah, exactly.
So how do people? We gotta wrap up, ma'am.
Okay, yeah, they can call me at 908-238-9935.
Okay.
If you're going to plan something like this, I always try to do it a year in advance.
Okay.
It's really tough to do it at the last minute.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Thank you, Diane. We're going to cover more of this because there's obviously a lot to do down in Italy.
So. Oh, yeah, there is. There is. You know, I know a lot of people try to do it off of the cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
You get exhausted. It's not fun.
Yeah.
You know, the cruise ships come into Rome, and you're almost 2 hours outside of the city of Rome.
Yeah, you gotta look at a cruise ship as a sampler.
Yeah, that's exactly it, right. You know, and if you do want to do a fast tour, yeah, you can book Perillo tours and go in and out of a school, you know, a bus.
Mm-hmm.
And you're hustling your butt all day, and that's not really a relaxing trip,
Not at all.
No.
All right, ma'am. Thank you so much. Glad you're feeling well. We'll talk to you again
next
week.
Yeah, you too.
All right.
Try to stay dry down there. Thank you.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Diane Lane, give her a call, D&L Travel, with your traveling plans. Obviously, she knows all about Italy. She goes there all the time. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunter and Huntsman.com, the voice of business.
News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
17 wildfires continue to rage in the state of California. The largest in Northern California has now burned over 112,000 acres.
The Car Fire, first name for the road that it started on, has destroyed more than 800 homes and is now the seventh most destructive fire in California history. It's 30% contained. More than 3,000 firefighters are battling the blaze, coming in from 16 different states across the country.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Two U.S. Senate Democrats are pushing a measure to require the census to ask Americans about their sexual orientation and gender identity. Senators Kamala Harris of California and Tom Carper of Delaware introducing what they call the Census Equality Act. The two senators say the information would help the federal government provide better services to the LGBTQ community. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special, it's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
President Trump pushing voter ID as he spoke at a rally in Tampa, Florida late yesterday. He said ID's already required to make many purchases.
The only time you don't need it, in many cases, is when you want to vote for a president, when you want to vote for a senator, when you want to vote for a governor or a congressman. It's crazy.
The president emphasizing only American citizens should vote in U.S. elections, accusing some Democrats of wanting to give illegal immigrants the right to vote. A Turkish court denying an American pastor's appeal to be released from house arrest and to have his travel ban lifted. Andrew Brunson making the appeal earlier this week after he was released from jail and placed on house arrest. Brunson has been under arrest in Turkey for nearly 2 years on charges of terror and spying activity, charges he denies. And New York City's new policy not to prosecute cases of marijuana possession will be going into effect today in the Big Apple. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance announcing yesterday his office will no longer prosecute any such cases unless pot is being sold in large quantity or if there's a threat to public safety. He says the new policy will reduce marijuana prosecutions in Manhattan by 96%, from about 5,000 to less than 200 a year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Some precipitation, 80% chance of rain at this moment. Today is the first day of August. What happened to July? Rain showers this morning with numerous thunderstorms developing during the afternoon hours. A few storms may be severe, high near 85, wind south at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 80%. Thunderstorms likely this evening, then a chance of scattered thunderstorms overnight, low 73, wind southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thunderstorms isolated in the morning tomorrow, then mainly cloudy during the afternoon, with thunderstorms likely high around 85, wind southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 90%. Those thunderstorms will continue Thursday night into Friday, with a high of 83. scattered thunderstorms on Saturday the 4th. Partly cloudy skies late and a high of 85. And Sunday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, a stray shower, a thunderstorm possible, 89. Monday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, a stray shower, a thunderstorm possible, 90. Winds light and variable. Seems like the same weather every day. 76 in Raritan, 74 in Kingwood, 73 in Frenchtown, 73 at the county complex, 73 in the town of Clinton, 72 in Tewksbury, and 75 in Reddington. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's on Jimmer Radio Weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
The Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh Crown. It's my job to get you about on the day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by the Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. It's the Tubes. She's a beauty. One of the band members has a birthday today. Hey, folks. Welcome to Wednesday, middle of the week. Sorry about the weather, but welcome to August. Not as bad as August usually is, which is that really heat, oppressive humid. So we got a better temperature, but we just got a lot of water. So we need to bring the umbrella with you, because you just don't know when one of those thunderstorms is coming along. Time to check traffic to find out what's going on Hunterdon County roads. I was just reading about the big project that's going to happen at the Lincoln Tunnel, the project from hell. Those of you who have to commute from Hunterdon County into New York via the Lincoln Tunnel, my goodness, I feel for you guys. You're going to have to plan an alternate route for quite some time. All right, here we go. Let's find out what we got. We got low-lying fog that came up. 5:57 this morning, so that's something, you know, always drive with your low beams and drive obviously a little bit slower to make sure that you can see what you're doing. At 7 o'clock this morning, Reddington Road, 42nd Street, reports of a downed tree, wires due to a motor vehicle accident in the area of 42nd Street in Reddington. Beaver Avenue, Old Highway 22, Clinton, reports of a disabled vehicle in the area of Old Highway 22, came out at road closed, Reddington Road in Reddington Township. Closed between Main Street and Hillcrest due to an earlier accident and that downed tree and wires. Planned an alternate route. 7:05 this morning. 78 eastbound exit 3, Phillipsburg. Some delay due to construction. That's it for right now. Drive safe, sound smart. Register with HART to get your local county, state, and interstate roads. And plan your commute accordingly. Good morning, 101 Chamber Radio Traffic. What is on 100.com radio schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have no Michelle Heide. I have to do the investment update again at 8:30. We'll get Michelle back, I believe, in another week. So we'll chat with her when that happens. At 8:40, we get Diane Lane because we go on vacation from DNL Travel. Diane Lane talks all about cruises and trips and tours and destinations, and we'll talk with Diane all about that from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. Happy to Help with Nicole Smith is on from 10 to 11. Happy to Help is all about talking about volunteerism. The companies and the organizations that that receive the volunteer help, the virtues of being a volunteer. It's a really fantastic show, and she lives, breathes, and walks the walk and talks the talk. She is a perennial volunteer, and so Nicole brings on people that demonstrate that level of passion. Raising Conscious Kids Radio is on from 11 to 12. Kim Pramatic talks about raising kids in the 21st century, technologically savvy, emotionally engaged, a different way of parenting, and a different way of reaching your kids. So Kim Pramatic helps us with all that. Counselor Chat, Ruth Altamirano-Roll is on from noon to 1. She helps us with how all of our needs, emotional and mental, and even talks a little bit about physical, and talks about the symptoms, talks about the plight, talks about how to fix it, how to get the therapy, how to get the ideas. She is a counselor for 30-plus years in Flemington and would like to help you with that. So it's Counselor Chat with Ruth Altamirano-Roll. Max Living is on with Mark LaRose from 1 to 2, Max Living of Clinton, and they talk about how to change your life by changing your habits. So it's not just a gym. It's not just a fitness center. They are a mind meld, man. They're trying to help you change your life, to change your food habits, your intake, your nutrition, your physical fitness, and you will thank them later. So they give you all the ideas and the methods and processes to make sure that you can achieve that. Modern Design with Rich Scuderi is on from 2 to 3. Rich is an interior designer with Maven Hill Design and wants to help you design in a frugal manner, but gives you all the latest trends and how to do it. Talented People with Jeannie Murphy is on from 3 to 4. Jeannie talks with people who are up and coming in our midst. They're authors, they're public speakers. Great folks who have some great talent. It's Talented People on from 3 to 4. 4 to 5 is The Human Side. David White and Art Nevin talk about people who are trying to make a difference and some of the things that we just don't think about in terms of trying to solve problems and get past the issues. Human Side is on from 4 to 5, and we finish it all up with Destination Hockey, and that is all about the NHL, and David Lazar talks all about that and has some great interviews. Of course, you knew all that. It's all there on the 100.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup or Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, 100 Radio, all the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with 100chamberradio.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Would you be my girlfriend? It's in sync.
Helping me with running like that.
Argus, International Pirate Month, Black Business Month, Boomers Making a Difference Month, Bystander Awareness Month, Children's Eye Health and Safety Month, Child Support Awareness Month, Children's Vision and Learning Month, Get Ready for Kindergarten Month, Happiness Happens Month, Motorsports Awareness Month, National Breastfeeding Month, National Catfish Month, National Crayon Collection Month, National Goat Cheese Month, National Immunization Awareness Month, National Panini Month, National Read a Romance Novel Month, National Minority Donor Awareness Month, National Traffic Awareness Month. I don't know if August is a way to celebrate traffic. September is going to be traffic. For the week, it's International Clown Week, International Mathematicians Week, National Minority Donor Awareness Week, Simplify Your Life Week, World Breastfeeding Week, all happening this week. And for today, August 1st, it is International Alberino Day, International Can It Forward Day, Love NASA, it's Mead Day. Mead is an old wine from, wine beer from medieval times, it's served in medieval times, but it's from that era. National Minority Donor Awareness Day, Respect for Parents Day, Rounds Resounding Day, Spider-Man Day, U.S. Air Force Day, World Lung Cancer Day, World Wide Web Day, World Scout Scarf Day,
Earth Overshoot Day or Ecological Debt Day. And it's Girlfriend's Day. Celebration observance for a month, week, and day. BrandyLocks.com. Sing something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from the Hunter County Democrat. The RVCC Students Unveil Project at Local Festival. On July 25th, this community bulletin came out and says, Raritan Valley Community College engineering students helped the public gain a better understanding of fireflies during Duke Farm's recent Firefly Festival held on July 13th to 14th. The students, Anthony Sabaja of Bridgewater and Alec Mulder of Bridgewater and Alec Zarzor of Scotch Plains, had created firefly simulators out of bamboo sticks for the public to use during the annual festival in Hillsboro. Working as part of RVCC's authentic engineering experience, the three students' team had been engaged by Duke Farms Foundation to develop and deliver firefly simulators that were, quote, green and sustainable, using natural materials and no batteries. The RVCC team developed simulators for five firefly species, accounting for the variances in color, pattern, and timing of the lights of the actual species. The flashing of the firefly lights was simulated by LEDs powered by battery-free green energy, which was created by shaking the simulator to move a magnet through wire coils. The Firefly Project met with great success. Approximately 1,700 people attended each night of the two-night festival, and all ages tried out the simulators. Pleased with the RVC students' effort, Kate Riley, manager of education at Duke Farms, said the team's work was, quote, an educational highlight of the year and directly aligned to Duke Farms' mission statement to serve as a model of environmental stewardship and to inspire our visitors to become informed stewards of the land. Through team-based challenges, students participate in RVCC Professor Peter Stupak's authentic engineering experience and introduced for real-world problem solving. Students team in groups of 2 to 4 to make a real-world product for an actual customer in one semester. Working with the customer, students design a prototype, made changes based on feedback, and deliver the product on deadline. The hands-on projects are funded by the RVCC Foundation, who I've had on the show numerous times to discuss how they achieve that. For additional information about RVCC's authentic engineering experience, contact Peter Stupak at Professor of Engineering and Physics. It's peter.stupak at raritanval.edu. Raritan Valley Community College, a main campus, is located at 118 Lamington Road in Branchburg, New Jersey. For further information, visit raritanval.edu. Fantastic stuff, folks. We're learning that these kids at RVCC are getting a grounded education to help solve a real-world problem, do it in a timely manner. And oh, by the way, did I mention these guys are millennials that we keep throwing under the bus? Well, there you have it. RVCC giving us practical education, giving these kids practical experiences, so that when they get to a real job, they are going to hit the ground running. Nothing better than that. Puts a smile on my face. Vitamin C for today. Time for celebrity birthdays. Who has a birthday for today?
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh, 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 oh.
This is your birthday song.
French Algerian designer, born in 1936. Jason Momoa, U.S. actor, model, writer, producer, known as Khal Drogo, HBO fantasy television series Game of Thrones, born in 1979. Abdullah of Saudi Arabia, born in 1924. Royalty. King. Herman Melville. Short stories, literature, and fiction. He was born in 1892. Born on in 1942. Jerry Garcia. Grateful Dead. U.S. politician Al D'Amato. Born in 1937. Chuck D. Born in 1960. U.S. musician. David Wayne. U.S. writer. Born in 1969. In 1986, it's Elena Vesina. Born in 1986. English actor Jack O'Connell was born in 1990. In 1966, James St. James, born in 1960, U.S. celebrity. Jed S. Blackhawk, U.S. judge, born in 1943. Jose Padilla, born in 1967, Brazilian director. U.S. diplomat Lawrence Eagleburger, born in 1930. U.S. clergyman Amir Tahini, born in 1932. Michael Bednarik, born in 1954, U.S. politician. Robert James Waller, U.S. writer, was born in 1939. English novelist Rose McCauley, born in 1881. Sasha Jackson, born in 1988, British actor. South Korean Sun San, born in 1927. Clergy. U.S. businessman Sheldon Adelson, born in 1933. Professor of U.S. astronomy Maria Mitchell, born in 1850. English writer Dame Rose McCauley, born in 1881. U.S. musician Susie Gardner, born in 1960. Celebrity birthday. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration on the air, then email me at goodmorning@hunter.com and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. WHCRDB, Good Morning Hunter Show, and we'll be back with the investment update in just a few minutes. Here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud. He's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there, there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A judge issues a temporary restraining order blocking the release of downloadable files to create 3D printed guns. Those files were to go downloadable today. Yesterday, before the judge in Washington State issued his order, Senate Democrat Chris Van Hollen called for a permanent ban.
Evading metal detectors at airports, putting the entire flying public at risk. Number two, a complete end run around the criminal background system, which is already flawed. And number three, not allowing us to trace guns used in crime.
In a tweet yesterday, President Trump said being able to download plans to make guns doesn't make much sense. Vice President Mike Pence is in Hawaii today to formally receive the remains of 55 American MIAs from the Korean War. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Investment update. Show Heidi is on vacation. We'll talk with her in about a week and a half. So in the meantime, I'm going to do the next best thing and get my information from money.cnn.com. Dow was up yesterday, 108 points, 25,415. The NASDAQ up a little bit over a half percent, 41.78. And the S&P also about a half a percent, up 13 points. The world markets. Japan was up over 0.75%. Hong Kong gave almost exactly the back in percentage. The London is down 1.15%. And Germany's down almost 0.67%. In big movers, we have KLA Tencor up 10, Charter Communications up 3, Qualcomm up 3, Amgen up 3, Wynn Resorts up 3, IPG Photonics down 26, youch, Advanced Micro down 5, Insight down 2.9, Seagate down 2.5, Walgreens down 2.2. In the last 3 months, you made money in 6% around health services, technology services, electronic technology, finance, consumer durables, utilities. You made a little bit of cash, about 4-2%. Transportation was pretty much flat. Communications and consumer non-durables, a little bit of a drop. And energy minerals, you lost about 3.52% over a three-month period. What is making the news? Apple sold essentially the same number of phones last year quarter as it did a year prior, but sales and profits soared as it made more money from higher-priced devices. Consequently, the tech company posted an $11.5 billion profit for the 3 months ending in June, up 32% from the same period a year ago. Apple's revenue increased 17% to $53.3 billion, a new record for its fiscal third quarter. The results highlight Apple's successful shift away from depending on selling more and more iPhones in order to grow its business. Apple stock rose more than 3% pre-market following the earnings report. It's now within striking distance of becoming the first company to top $1 trillion in market value. Another development to consider, Chinese Huawei was passed Apple to become the world's second largest smartphone seller, according to research firms IDC, Catalyst, and IHS Market. The Trump administration plans to raise pending tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese goods to 25% from 10%, a source familiar with discussions confirmed at CNN. The move is not finalized and could change, according to the source. Talks between the U.S. and Chinese officials have done little to ease trade tensions. The United States has already imposed 25% tariffs on Chinese goods worth $34 billion. China immediately responded with its own tariffs on U.S. goods worth $34 billion. A second round of U.S. tariffs on products worth $16 billion could take effect as soon as this week. Tesla is set to report earnings after the closing bell and may be the most closely watched earnings report in the company's history. The electric car maker just hit an important target for production of the Model 3, its cheapest car, but the company is trying to stop mounting losses and convince investors it can avoid further production line problems. On top of that, CEO Elon Musk keeps making headlines with bizarre tweets and outbursts against critics. Volkswagen reported record earnings for the first 6 months of the year, but warned about challenges ahead. Car maker said growing protectionism and new European emissions tests pose risks. The company is also still feeling the impact of its diesel scandal. It said it took 1.6 billion euros, or $1.9 billion, charge in connection to the issue in the second quarter. European markets were mixed following a negative session in Asia. AMC Entertainment, Caesars Entertainment, Ferrari, Garmin, Humana, Molson Coors Brewing, Sprint will release earnings before the open. Allstate, Boingo Wireless, Churchill Downs, Fitbit, T-Mobile, TripAdvisor, U.S. Steel, Valvoline, and Wynn Resorts will follow after the close. Chipotle dropped 7% on Tuesday after customers reported getting sick in Ohio. Central Bank is not expected to raise interest rates, but investors will be watching the statement closely for the central bank's read on the economy and clues about interest rates. It previously signaled that it plans to move rate hikes, two more rate hikes this year and three in 2019. The Institute for Supply Management will release its ISM index for July at 10 a.m. The Reserve Bank of India hiked a key interest rate to 6.5% from 6.25% as it worked to combat inflation and prevent money from flowing out of the country. Fed statement, Humana and Sprint and Tesla are all today. Bank of England meets, Berkshire Hathaway tomorrow, Yum Brands and Aetna happening all tomorrow, and the jobs report, Kraft Heinz and Toyota on Friday. Pre-market, we have the S&P is up slightly, NASDAQ's up about a third, and Dow is down just slightly. Big movers, Apple is up 4.69, Campbell Soup is up 4.3, Garmin's up 4, Raymond James Financial's up 3.9, Edison International up 2.8. Haynes Brands down 11.8, Akamai is down 5.66, Devon Energy is down 5.35, Gartner is down 2.98, and PG&E is down 2.51. Bonds, the 3-month Treasury is 1.94% yield. The 10-year Treasury has gone up 1/100th to just under 3%, and the 30-year Treasury is even at 3.11%. That is the investment update. We'll have another one for you tomorrow. Time for us to take another quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon, and we'll have Diane Lane on the phone to talk a little bit about vacation, which everybody could use. We'll be right back with more in just a little bit. Hang on, you'll see Good Morning Hunterdon. And we're on HuntingtonRadio.com, the voice of business.
Here I come, the king of clowns, as I hide behind this smile and paint the town, though I cry.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
We're talking to Diane Lane of D&L Travel about vacations. Good morning, Diane. How are you today?
Good morning. Everybody's fine. We're just getting a little wet up here in New Jersey.
Yep.
They had a phenomenal weekend for the Balloon Festival on Friday.
Yep.
So,
you're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
North Korea handed over 55 boxes of bones that it said were the remains of American war dead from the Korean War. It provided a single military dog tag, but no other information. Now, the bones will be flown to Hawaii for analysis. There will also be a ceremony that Mike Pence will speak at. Senator Cory Gardner explains why this ceremony is so special for Vice President Pence.
As a son of a Korean War veteran, I think it suggests how highly placed this ceremony is and how important it is to not just the president, but to millions of Americans who've served overseas, whether it was the Korean War, whether it was more recent conflicts.
As of Wednesday, more than 1,000 homes were destroyed and almost 200 more damaged as a sprawling wildfire ignited by a spark from a towed vehicle grew to 180 square miles. As of right now, this is one of the top 10 worst fires in California history. This is USA Radio News.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 is great.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
A former Penn State frat brother is sentenced in a hazing death. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Ryan Burke was sentenced to 3 months of house arrest.